sweetest friends, this shiur should be a special schus for Moni Maras Shiichyu, for Simcha ben Echigitl, Alexander ben Echigitl, Rashid ben Peshadina Uli Nishmas, Reb Shimon ben Chaim Eliezer. We're going to be discussing the inyan of Bedikas Tzitzis Kol Boker, how much you have to be Torech to be Mevaris Sveikis, a favorite of mine, being Ma'ayin Benyani Sveikis, Baruch Hashem. Hashem has given me this chus to talk about it a lot. And actually, this very recently, Parshas Shlach, Rav Asher Weiss Shlita gave a shir on the topic, and I'm basing myself on his very sweet Torah and broad Torah. We have a klal gadol lefi halacha that yesh lahakel b'sveikus. So normally, when you have a suffik, at least a suffik derabbanon, you could be mekel. If you have a rove, you can follow the rove, chule. But what about if you could be mevarer? If you could be mevarer, in general, the rule is, if you can clarify, then you should be mevarer. And not to be somech lekula. Whether it's a rove, it's a chazaka, it's a sveik sveika. We even find a din of suffik tum rishus harabim tar, you should be mevarer. So we'd like to understand two things. Number one, is this a halacha, or is it just a midas chasidus? Number two, how much do you have to be torech? This assumption that when you're able to be mevarer, you should be mevarer, you find in the Gemara in Psachim 4a, Boi minei merv Nachman bar Yitzchok. Hamaskir bayis lachaveiro, ches bar bazar, ches kaso baduk. O ein ches kaso baduk. If you rent out an apartment, a house to your friend on the 14th, does the house have a cheska, chazak, the 14th of Nisan? Does the house have a chazaka that it was searched? Or does the house not have a chazaka that it was searched? Frek the Gemara, the mainafgamina. What's the nafkamina? L'shaile. Ask the maskir, ask the renter. And the Gemara says, the lesa lahai de l'shiule, he's not around. L'atshruche lahai mais. You have to be torech, you're renting it on the 14th. Can you assume that he already did b'dikas chometz? So you see that it's poshut to the Gemara that if you can ask, if you could be mevarer, you shouldn't be somech on the cheskas o baduk. Ran writes, in Psachim and in Chulin, Aleph Amid Beis in Psachim, Gimel Amid Beis in Midape HaRif, that this sugi is the makor to what the Rif writes there in Chulin, that we're not somech on Rov Mitzui and Eitzel Shchita Mumchim Heim Ela Kishein HaShochit Befaneinu. We only are somech on the Chazaka that most people who are shechting know what they're doing, our expert shechters, only when the shechter is not in front of us. Because if the shechter is around, we have to be bodek. We have to see if he's really a mumche. However, that's only if there's no tircha. Like, for example, to ask the renter if he's not around. How much do you have to look for him right today? It's easy. You send a text. Today everybody's zamin, they say in modern Hebrew. Everybody's available, easily reachable, generally. I happen to be an exception to that rule because I don't have a phone, so I'm a little harder, but most people do. And therefore it's easy today. But I'll call upon him if the person's hard to get in touch with, it's hard to find him, you don't know where he is. How much do you have to be Toreach to be Mevarer? So, it says in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Ches, Si'if Tes, Kodim Shiyavarech, Ye'ayin B'chutei Hatzitzis Im Heim Kesherim Kedei Shelo Yavarech Levatola. before you make a bracha, you should look at your tzitzis strings and see if they remain kosher, in order that you don't make a bracha levatala. This is halacha not everybody keeps. You have to check out, you have to examine your tzitzis strings to make sure everything's beseder. So this halacha, that you have to look at your tzitzis before you wear your talis, the Tur writes, and his makor is in the Rosh, the end of Hilchas Tzitzis, v'hachored el dvar Hashem, yivdok ha-tzitzis koidem atifa, not antifa, atifa, kidei shelo yivarech brocha levatola. If you are fearful of the word of God, you should examine your tzitzis before wrapping yourself in them, in order that you don't make a blessing for naught. Because if the tzitzis aren't kosher, the bracha is levatala. However, in the Tshuvas HaRosh, in Klal Beis Simen Tes, he writes that you don't have to examine the tzitzis when you wear them, because we're ma'amid ala chazaka. We have a chazaka. Yesterday they were kosher, today they're kosher. And therefore, whenever you last checked, so it has a cheskas kashrus. And therefore, ein ha'olam no'agim livdok. The Beis Yosef brings the Rosh in his tshuva. And he writes, v'afal pi shekosav b'tshuva klal beiz simen tes sh'olam no'agim livdok kol atzitzias b'chol shol shemisatev sh'nefminu l'b'cheskas kashrus kosav rabbeinu k'dvarav b'psokim sh'acharid al dvar Hashem yesh lo livdok. So even though he writes that the olam is not noeg to check their tzitzis at all, you know, constantly, daily, because we assume that there's a cheskas kashrus on the tzitzis, nevertheless, the Rosh in his psakim writes that you should check if you're chared al dvar Hashem. If you're charedi with or without a black hat, you should check, because you have to make sure that you know, your tzitzis are still kosher. So the Bach understood that the Beis Yosef was learning that there's a stira between these two sources in the Rosh. Then on one hand he says not to check, on the other hand he says to check. So what's the pshat? So he says, alright, even though there's a stira, he says you don't have to check, but still, if you're a chared el dvar Hashem, you should check. But there's some sort of contradiction between the two, and the checking one wins. But the Bach already says not a stira, that me'ikar adin, you don't have to check. The minhag olam is not to check, but midas chasidus is to do so. But in the lashon of the Beis Yosef, it really seems that he also understood this way in the Rosh. There's really no stira here. It's just there are two levels. There's the ikar adin, what most people are doing, but a yari dvar Hashem should check. However, from the lashon of the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, it would appear that it's not stam midas chasidus, but rather it's a halacha psuka, because behold, did the Torah not write, v'yayen atzitzis koidem lachen shushleimim shemniskak lechem nebrach levatola? So it's the lashon of Shulchan Aruch. He didn't write bal nefesh yachmir like he writes b'chama makomos. He seems to say no two ways about it. You have to do it. The Bach writes, not the composer, the rabbi. Bach, the composer, Agav, had 21 children, if I'm not mistaken. So how he found time when he had so much chinuch habanim on his hands to write all that beautiful music, le'elokim pitronim, as they say, God knows. So the Bach writes that this bedika is me'ikar adin, since this chazoka is a chazoka hatzluya b'maisa, and it's not a chazoka gemura, like we see in Bechoros, that if you have a rove that's tali b'maisa, you don't follow that rove. And therefore, here also, since the chazaka is totally in the maisa of tying kosher tzitzis to the beged, it's not a chazaka gemura. And again, the source is a gemara in Bechoros, that if it's a rov, it's tali b'maisa, we don't follow that rov. Gemara there says, we're not samech rov behemos misabros v'yoldos toch shnasan, because Rashi and Tosa say that it's tali b'harbali de adam, therefore it has to be done, this union has to be made by, created by a person, so that the animal should, the person has to bring the animals together, so therefore it's not a chazaka that's tali b'maisa. It's a rov that's tali b'maisa, and therefore not samech on the rov. But the Magen Avraham is doch the bach, and he says, ma pitom? After a person does what he's supposed to do, and he ties the tzitzis, it's not a chazaka tali b'maisa. You have a mikvah that's 40 sa, not a chazaka tali b'maisa. A man filled the mikvah, angels didn't fill the mikvah. And we assume that if it was kosher yesterday, it's kosher today. You don't have to check the mikveh every time you go in. The Magen Avraham learns that we're not samech on a chazaka, and you have to check Me'ikar Adin, but for another reason. And that is that since the derech of tzitzis are to be miskalkel and to be misnatek, if the derech of tzitzis, since the derech of the strings are to rip, memela, you can't be samech on a chazaka. Like we see in Hilchos Mikvois, in Yoredeya, Reish Aleph of Simen Hay, that a mikvah, shechizkosa, shememeha mismatin, ein tovlimba, elim kein badak, umatza sheyesh ba memsa. That if you have a mikvah that has a chazaka, that its waters become less and less, mitarnish tovil and azam mikveh, you're not allowed to be tovil in this mikvah for tara, unless you check and find that it actually has memsa. So also with tzitzis, since the derech is its miskalkel, then you can't be samech on the chazaka. So one could question, as Rav Asher does, this sushtel of the Magen Avraham, because the mikvah is different. In a mikvah, it's holecha mismayet, it's constantly becoming less. So therefore it loses cheses kashas, but you can't say the same by tzitzis. But the Magen Avraham wants the shtel tzu, so he says you have to check your tzitzis me'ikar hadin. The Taz Sif Kotin Ches writes that be'emes v'samech on a chazaka, and therefore he makes a very important diuk. The Rosh, the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch write that you only have to check Al Tzbracha Levatola. And they didn't write that you have to check in order, because you're going to be Mevatol the Mitzvah of Tzitzis when you wear four Kanfos Beli Tzitzis, because you're Samech on the Chazaka. But because of the Chumrah, because of the severity of a Bracha Levatola, you must check your Tzitzis before wearing them. Frek the Taz, how come you aren't chayiv to check my ikar hadin? Because of our rule of kol hecha di ikal of rurei mevarer tzod tzrichem levarer, wherever you're able to take a bearer, you must do so. And we're not samech on the chazaka. Because even roiv, which is better than a chazaka, we know that roiv is odif mi chazaka. So even though we hold in Yoredeya, very beginning of Yoredeya, that rov mitsuyim etzel shchita mumchim heim, most people who are shechting are expert shechters. Nevertheless, when you're shechting, when the shochet is nearby, you have to be bodek, you have to see if he's really a mumche. So you're not samech on the rov. Kol shef shel levar lo samechin al rov, kal b'chomer you're not samech on a chazaka, because rov is better than a chazaka, we're not samech on a chazaka if you be mevar. So the Taz is mechalik that rov mitsuyim etzel shchita is different. Sheyesh ba miyut she'einam mitsuyim etzel shchita. The kevan shekein tzarech levarer. There's a miyut that isn't commanded to shecht. That being that aren't. Mitsuyim Eitzel Shchita. There are those who are not normally, it says, Rob Mitsui Meitzel Shchita Mumchim. But you have to be Samech of the Miut who are Matzel Eitzel, who are not Matzel Eitzel Shchita, and that they Shechted. So therefore, you have to be Mevarer. You have to be Choshish for this Miut, She'ena Mitsuya Meitzel Shchita. Not so with Chazaka de Meikara, that since we're Mamed on a Chazaka, Mehechites, you have to be Mevarer. Here you have a good chazaka. Why should you be mevarer? What's going to slug up this chazaka? There you have a concrete miut. She'ena mitzuya meitzel shchita. So you have to check out and see if everything is beseder. But here mechitesi, you have a chazaka. It's cool. Ayin sham in the Taz. So the Taz writes lefidarko that if you're lovesh shnayim o yoser talisos. You're wearing two or more talesim, it is enough to check one of them. Then you've solved the bracha of a talis problem because the bracha is michal on that talis. You don't have to check all the talisos because the whole chash is only out bracha of a tala. In the Tshuvas Beis Yankiv in Siman Pei Dalet, he writes that if you don't have other tzitzis, if it is your only pair, you don't have to check. And the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is Tameya. What is he going to gain if he doesn't check? Manavshach, if your tzitzis are kosher, why shouldn't you check? And if they're possible, it'll be a bracha of atalas. It's very strange. Seems to be a strange psak. Another chiddush we find in the Tshuvas Shivas Shivas Tzion of the son of the Noda Yehudan Simon Lamed, that you only have to be mevarer where you can be mevarer lo tirchi yaseira, but if it's a tirchi gdol, you don't have to be mevarer. So he says, even though one time to check is not a big deal, but to check every day is a big deal, and therefore it's a tirchi yaseira that you're not mechuyev to do. Wow. So there, in Simon Chavtes, in Simon Lamed, he's marich with Nisisa. So we already have a little bit of a taste of this sugya. And B'siyata D'Shmaya, hopefully in the next shiur we will continue being mevara this b'chol minei tzdadim. Okay, b'li neder. I hope God just gives us the life and simchas chayim, the kochos, the financial means, everything we need, that we should be zeicha taket to continue learning this and many, many other sugyas. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.